What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Colts, Hidden Killers Investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Claire Bronfman walked out of federal custody on June 27th of 2025, the Seagram's heiress, the woman who had poured more than $100 million into NXIVM over more than 15 years, funding the organization's operations, Keith Raniere's lifestyle, the legal battles against journalists and critics who tried to expose the truth. She served 6 years and 9 months in federal prison for conspiracy to harbor undocumented immigrants and fraudulent use of identification. Yeah, this is, you pour $100 million of your family's money into this and then you get 6 years in prison on top. Like, wow. This really didn't work out well at all for you, did it, Claire? And when she stepped outside, she stepped into 3 years of supervised release in a world that had largely moved on. The NXIVM campus, she helped finance. It had been seized by the federal government and sold for about $700,000. Her sister, Sarah, received approximately $200,000 from the sale proceeds. Sarah had reportedly spent around $100 million on the organization over the years. Raniere's release date is 2120. Claire Bronfman is the only member of his inner circle who never cooperated against him. She reportedly still supports him. That's the allegation. The math on loyalty has never been worse. This is the final episode of our four-part series on NXIVM and Keith Raniere. Here in our cult series, we've covered what NXIVM was. We've covered how Raniere recruited. We've covered his arrest, trial, conviction, and the legal battles he's still fighting. Now we're closing the books. What happened to everyone else who went down? Where are they now? What the consequences look like when they actually landed? And whether Keith Raniere, with a cert petition pending before the Supreme Court, has a habeas and a habeas petition on hold, has any realistic shot at freedom? Give me your thoughts in the comment section as we work our way through this. So six co-defendants. And by the way, the links to where you can comment, all that, Substack, YouTube, it's all there for you in the descriptions. Six co-defendants were charged alongside Raniere, and the sentencing outcomes, they tell a story all by themselves about what cooperation gets you and what loyalty costs. We'll start with Claire Bronfman, because her story is the most revealing. She was the money, the Seagram's heir, who bankrolled the entire operation. That's right, mom and dad drinking those wine coolers over the years, inadvertently went to help fund NXIVM, or any Seagram's product for that matter. She pled guilty to conspiracy to conceal and harbor undocumented immigrants for financial gain and to fraudulently use identification. She was the only member of Raniere's inner circle who refused to cooperate with prosecutors. And at her sentencing, she reportedly addressed Judge Graffis directly and told him that Raniere had changed her life and that NXIVM was good. This is the same judge who had presided over the six-week trial. He'd listened to testimony about the branding. He reviewed the evidence of illegal material involving minors. He had sat through 15 impact statements from women who described what the organization had done to them. And Claire Bronfman stood in front of him and said the organization, gosh darn it, was good. All these people They got their stories, but to Claire, A-OK. But I guess when you invest $100 million into something, it better be good, right? Even if it's horrible, you might say, like, it's wonderful. Flames are bursting around. Everything's great. Have a wine cooler. Judge Graffis sentenced her to 81 months, 6 years and 9 months, significantly more than what her defense attorneys had actually requested. And then he did something unusual. In the most nonviolent federal cases, the defendant is given a date to report to prison. Allison Mack got a report date. Nancy Sulzman got a report date. Claire Brofman was handcuffed and shackled in the courtroom immediately and taken directly to his cell. Good. The judge had heard enough after hearing the trauma of everyone. And she's like, it's great. Like, yeah, take her away. In 2024, she sought a reduction in her sentence. Graffis denied it, calling her crimes particularly egregious. She was eventually transferred to a halfway house in the Bronx before her release in June of 25. She's now on supervised release through 2028. I'm sure she's a lovely individual to hang out with. Allison Mack. Another name you hear a lot in this, and if you were a child of the 90s, you may remember Smallville, the actress who became one of NXIVM's most visible recruiters and a leader in the inner circle there. She was initially charged with offenses that could have carried up to 17 years. She pled guilty to racketeering and racketeering conspiracy and cooperated with prosecutors, providing evidence about how the inner circle operated and how members were recruited. Her cooperation was considered substantial. She was sentenced to 3 years and fined $20,000. She began serving her sentence in July or in 2021 and was released in July of 23 after serving approximately 2 years. In late 25, all claims against her and the federal civil lawsuit brought by former NXIVM members were voluntarily dismissed. She was never the financial target of that litigation. From the plaintiff's perspectives, Mack didn't have the resources that would make a civil judgment meaningful. The Brofman fortune did. Nancy Sulzman, the co-founder, the woman who helped Keith Raniere build the entire NXIVM curriculum from the ground up beginning in 1998. She was a nurse who had turned into a neurolinguistic programming. She had brought the therapeutic credibility that made NXIVM's courses seem legitimate to the professionals and executives who paid thousands of dollars to attend them. Just no therapists. She pled guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, admitting to participating in a scheme to spy on critics of NXIVM and a plan to alter video evidence used in a federal lawsuit. Prosecutors acknowledged she was apparently not involved in DOS and may not have known about it until it became public. If you don't know about DOS, go back a video or two and you'll learn about DOS. It ain't MS-DOS. It involves a cautering iron and areas near, yeah, women's bodies. Yeah. And the initials A and K. If you're new to this story, back that cult up. She pled guilty to the racketeering conspiracy, meaning to participating in all that in that scheme to spy on critics. Prosecutors acknowledged she was not involved in DOS and may not have known about it until it became public. Her defense attorneys argued she was one of Raniere's earliest victims, that she had been manipulated before she became a manipulator. She was sentenced to 3.5 years, and at sentencing, she told the court she was horrified and ashamed that she had promoted Raniere. She was released in 2024. Lauren Sulzman, Nancy's daughter, and arguably the most consequential operator in the entire case, she pled guilty to racketeering and racketeering conspiracy. She was the only co-defendant who agreed to testify against Raniere at trial, and she delivered the kind of testimony prosecutors build cases around. She described the master-slave hierarchy in specific first-hand terms. She described the conditions women were held under. She described the night of Raniere's arrest in Puerto Vallarta, and the detail about him hiding in a closet while she confronted the authorities. Prosecutors told the court her cooperation was extraordinary and credited as a major factor in securing the conviction on all seven counts. She faced 7 to 9 years in prison based on the charges she pled to. She was sentenced to 5 years of probation, no prison time. The gap between what she faced and what she received tells you exactly how much value the government placed on what she provided. She helped take him down. Kathy Russell, NXIVM's bookkeeper, she pled guilty to one count of visa fraud and was sentenced to 2 years of probation. She was the last co-defendant to be sentenced, and her outcome reflected both her relatively limited role and her cooperation. So there's the pattern, and it's stark. Those who turned on Ranieri got dramatically reduced sentences or walked free entirely. The one who stood by him, who funded his legal battles, told the judge the organization was good and refused to cooperate, served the longest sentence and was shackled in the courtroom. The system Keith Ranieri built rewarded loyalty above everything. The justice system rewarded the exact opposite. And the irony of that is something Ranieri's remaining supporters don't seem interested in examining. Now, the criminal sentencings weren't the end. The civil reckoning is still very much alive. In January 2020, 70 former NXIVM members filed a federal civil lawsuit under RICO, the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, against Ranieri and his inner circle. The lawsuit alleges fraud, forced labor, human trafficking, and the conduct of unlawful medical experiments. It was filed in the Eastern District of New York and has been grinding through the courts ever since. The case was paused for over a year while Ranieri awaited sentencing in the criminal case. After it resumed in 2021, it hit significant obstacles. More than 30 of the original plaintiffs withdrew when the court required them to disclose their identities, even under seal. Tells you something about the lasting fear this organization created. People who had been harmed were afraid to be identified even in a sealed court filing years after the criminal convictions. And as of late of 2025, the remaining active defendants are Claire Brofman, Sarah Brofman, and Daniel Roberts, the physician who allegedly performed the branding ceremonies and subsequently lost her medical license. Allison Mack was voluntarily dismissed from the case. Brandon Porter, another physician connected to NXIVM, who also lost his license, was dismissed by the court. Keith Ranieri never responded to the civil suit. Sarah Brofman left the United States in 2018 and has reportedly been living in France and then Portugal. She's publicly stated she left NXIVM. Claire, released from federal custody in 2025, remains on supervised release and reportedly continues to support Ranieri. That's the allegation. The split between the sisters is, according to reporting, real and significant. A trial in the civil case before late 2026 is considered highly unlikely. There are significant procedural questions about expert witnesses and whether the claims of 70 plaintiffs can be adequately supported. If the Brofmans are found liable, appeals could stretch even longer with litigation. The civil reckoning, in other words, is nowhere near close to finish. And there's a question that brings us to the end of the series. Does Keith Ranieri have any realistic path to freedom? Let me lay out exactly what is left, because the specifics matter. His direct appeal of the conviction is fully exhausted. The Second Circuit affirmed in December 2022. The Supreme Court denied in April of 23. That path is done. His third motion for a new trial, the one alleging the FBI manufactured evidence, was denied by Judge Graffis in April of 24 and affirmed unanimously by the Second Circuit in October of 25. His legal team has now filed a second petition to the Supreme Court on this specific issue. As of February 9th, 26, Judge Graffis granted an order holding Ranieri's habeas corpus petition until the Supreme Court rules on the new cert petition. I know it's a lot of legal language. It exists, basically. The habeas petition itself raises constitutional claims, including allegations of ineffective assistance of counsel at trial. His attorneys have indicated they may amend the petition before it's fully litigated. So there are two active legal instruments, the cert petition and the habeas petition. Here's the honest assessment, though. The Supreme Court grants roughly 1% of these petitions that it receives. They've already denied Ranieri once on different grounds. The evidence tampering claim has been reviewed by the trial judge and a unanimous three-judge appellate panel. We talked about that in our last chapter. Both found nothing. The Second Circuit called the evidence against him a mountain. Habeas petitions challenging federal convictions face really one of the highest legal bars in America. Ineffective counsel claims require demonstrating not just that your attorneys made mistakes, but that those mistakes changed the outcome of the trial. A trial where the jury convicted on all seven counts after hearing 6 weeks of testimony from cooperating witnesses, former followers, and the introduction of extensive physical evidence. Could something unexpected happen? Yeah, I mean, anything is possible. Nothing is absolutely certain until every filing deadline has passed and every appeal is exhausted. But the honest reading of where things stand is this. Every court that's reviewed Keith Raniere's case has reached the same conclusion. The evidence was overwhelming, the trial was conducted fairly, and the conviction stands. He's 65 now. He's incarcerated at the USP Tucson in Arizona. His projected release date, June 26 of 2120. The campus he built belongs to someone else. The organization he founded no longer existed. The co-founder told the court she was ashamed. The actress who recruited for him has been released, dismissed from the civil case, and moved on. The heiress who funded everything is out on supervised release. The woman who branded people lost her medical license. The woman who testified against him at trial walks free with 5 years of probation. And in Tucson, the man who called himself Vanguard, who told people he was one of the smartest human beings alive, who designed a system so complete that some of his followers still defend him years after his conviction to this day, is the only one who can't leave. He spent 20 years building a machine designed to make sure nobody could walk out. And now the machine is gone. The people who were trapped inside it have moved on or are moving on with their lives. And he's the one locked in place. The only person who can't get free is a man who made sure nobody else could either. That's the story of Nexium. Not the version that ends with the arrest or the verdict or the sentence, the whole thing, the machine, the trap, the conviction. And what's left when it's all over? Not a lot. Not a lot. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. Links are in the description. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body. It's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest. America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.